Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So maybe some of you heard Arun Venugopal's piece this morning about the new public artwork at Columbus Circle on this Columbus Day, or maybe you have climbed the stairs to see it yourself. It brings Christopher Columbus into your living room by building a living room around the actual statue that normally sits high atop the traffic circle. You climb the stairs and basically hang out with the now controversial historical figure. Confronting Columbus and his legacy for Indigenous Americans is a relatively recent historical phenomenon, and we thought we would spend our last minutes today discussing it. For this, I'm joined by Kenneth C. Davis, the author of the Don't Know Much About series of history books, including the brand new Don't Know Much About the American President. Welcome back to the show, Ken Davis.
Hi, Brian. Good morning. This is the hero we love to hate now. It's an extraordinary story of looking at how Columbus has been looked at through history. It's almost a kind of a mirror of American history.
I guess.
A fascinating story.
And your classic book, Don't Know Much About History, opens with Columbus, doesn't it?
Well, so to speak. It does begin with the discovery, the so-called discovery of America, which, of course, has become the center of the bone of much contention, and the fact that for much of the past 500 years, he was considered a great hero in the European world and certainly in America. And then the things changed, of course, in the 60s and 70s, when the degree of Columbus's cruelty, the era of colonization and the complete eradication of the Native American tribes he discovered when he arrived in the Caribbean, still think he was off the coast of Asia somewhere, and of course mistakenly misnamed the Indians.
So it became less about discovery and pushing forward and more about colonization and even genocide. And then somehow in there, Columbus Day got mixed in with honoring Italian Americans. How did that happen?
Right. That's right. That's part of the fascinating story of the changing view of this man and the changing view of American history. The kind of veneration of Columbus, he had always been treated as a sort of American hero. But remember, in the late 19th century in particular, Italian Americans and Italian American Catholics in particular were not welcomed members of the American community, and that's why the Knights of Columbus was formed as a fraternal organization to sort of combat some of the stereotypes and the discrimination against Italian Americans in white Anglo-Saxon Protestant world. And it was really their growing influence that became the source of creating a national holiday, which didn't come about until the early 1940s, I think. I think Franklin Roosevelt signed it into law as a national holiday. But and then the pendulum swung the other way. Wait a minute, why are we honoring this guy who was responsible for the death and destruction of an entire race of people?
Anybody want to weigh in real quick? And we only have a few minutes left in the show. But listeners, Italian Americans, is Columbus important to you in that context? Native Americans, I can only guess what you think about them. Students of history, maybe teachers, any elementary school social studies teachers want to call in, or middle school. I mean, I remember elementary school being taught the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, and in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, and it was all, you know, peaches and cream.
It was all pretty much a good thing, but then we have his writings, and that's one of the fascinating things I discovered, Brian. His logbooks and his letters back are so extraordinary, and we don't get to read them when we're kids.
So let me just get that phone number out there. Any teachers off for Columbus Day want to talk about that, or anybody else? 212-433-WNYC, but we'll just be able to get one or two of you on, so call up right now. 212-433-9692. Are you familiar with the artwork, Discovering Columbus? Do you think Americans need to get face-to-face with him, as this project kind of allows people to do?
Well, Brian, as a New Yorker for a long time, I was used to him being up there on the top of that column at Columbus Circle, of course, the scene of many famous Columbus Day parades, including the most notorious of them all, when one of the bosses was shot on Columbus Day. But I haven't seen the exhibit yet. I'd like to, and it's extraordinary how this man really has been, you know, just pitched back and forth. For many, many years, people wanted to claim him. He was Italian. He was Portuguese. No, he's Catalan. No, he might even be Jewish. And now everybody's trying to get as far away from Columbus as possible. And one of the interesting things I'd love to get in is we learned that he proved the world was round. That's what they told us back in elementary school. And then I did read his logbook. He actually thought the world was pear-shaped. He was sailing off the coast of what we now know as Venezuela on his third voyage, looks at this water rushing out of the continent and says, this is the water mentioned in the book of Genesis. So I said, wow, Columbus thought he found the Garden of Eden. Then he goes on to say, the world, I began to realize this is a high point and the world is not round, but pear-shaped. I thought they definitely didn't tell me that one in elementary school. He goes one step further and says, the world is like a woman's breast, and this is the nipple, highest and closest to heaven. And I said, they definitely didn't tell me in that in seventh grade. I would have taken notes.
Absolutely. Eric in Harding Township, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, guys. Great topic. I'm a former high school Spanish teacher, and in my beginning days of teaching, I just taught to the topic one day and was completely taken by surprise when I literally got attacked by the students, which was a different juxtaposition from when I grew up in New Jersey. I grew up with Columbus Day. Everybody had off. We all went on vacation. We went to the parade, and I was completely taken back.
So at a certain point, the students kind of got ahead of you on Columbus interpretation.
Oh, unbelievably. My only point to them was just try to be fair when you judge in history. When you look back, you got to remember the times, what they were expected to do, and his job was to go out and conquer things in the name of the kingdom, and oh boy, it was a mess.
Eric, thank you. Judy in Manhattan, you're on the air. Hi, Judy.
I have a calendar book that lists October 12th as Indigenous Peoples of America Discover Columbus.
Thank you.
In fact, I believe it's still in Berkeley, Brian, that they do call it Indigenous Peoples Day. Another twist on this is some people are pushing to rename this. Columbus Day should be renamed Exploration Day. So turn it into a teaching day, not just talk about Columbus, but talk about how important exploration is from the beginning of the nautical discoveries of what became America right through the space program. Interesting idea.
The Native Americans discovered Columbus on their beach. Who are you? What are you doing here? John on Pompano Beach, Florida. You're calling in from there, huh?
Yeah, I'm online. Just a small correction. The Knights of Columbus were founded by an Irish priest in New Haven for Irish American Benevolent Association. And it grew into something else, but it wasn't founded by or for Italians.
John, thank you. And let's see, I also have a note that says Father McGivney's founding vision for the order also included a life insurance program to provide for the widows and orphans of deceased members. Their insurance program has expanded substantially to serve more effectively the Knights' growing membership. But I gather there is some back and forth about whether this is more Irish or Italian. You familiar with that?
You know, Brian, perhaps it was certainly a pro-immigrant Catholic founding, and the founder was Father McGivney, but it quickly really emerged as more of an Italian-American because while the Irish had gone through their own troubles, it was the Italians who were facing the most difficulty in the later 19th century.
Right. So that's just about the Knights of Columbus, to be clear, and who kind of owned them. Patrick in Toms River, we've got 20 seconds for you. Hi, Patrick.
Yes, I just wanted to bring Amerigo Vespucci into the conversation because he predated Columbus and he was Italian.
Right, and there are people who say that instead of Columbus Avenue, it should be Vespucci Avenue on the Upper West Side. But what about Vespucci? We have 20 seconds, Ken.
Oh, well, I address this? Why don't we live in the United States of Vespucci? It was Vespucci, of course, who wrote the letter back saying that this was not a part of Asia, but a new world. He wrote that to one of the Medici, who was his patron. And it was because of that reference from Amerigo that the mapmaker who first put this on called it America.
Ken Davis, happy Columbus Day or Discovery Day or Native Americans Discover Columbus Day. Take your pick. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Brian.
Ken Davis's new book, Don't Know Much About the American Presidents. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.